You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Remember the story of Snow White? It begins with the vain queen facing her magic mirror and every day asking the same question. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? And the answer was always the same. You, Your Majesty. That is, until one fateful day, the mirror told her there was someone else more beautiful than she was.
Well, from then on, the story escalates into the Wicked Queen's insane quest. Her aim was to kill the usurper who dared to have more beauty than she did. And the point of the story? The mirror could only tell the truth. It couldn't flatter the Queen's ego a moment longer. We also have a saying, a mirror cannot lie. It will only reflect what is before it and nothing else.
I wonder if we realise what a big part the simple mirror plays in our everyday lives.
I know I constantly use one. It's the rear vision mirror in my car. I'm always checking the traffic in mine.
In normal use, we use them to check if things are right. You know what it's like, girls. It would be pretty difficult to get the makeup perfect without one. And most fellows use them for shaving.
Mirrors are used in many of the sciences too. Astronomers are very protective of the huge polished glass lenses of their telescopes. These giant mirrors can capture the tiniest light sources in the universe. And in solar experiments to do with energy, multiple mirrors both capture and reflect the rays of our sun. We haven't always had such sharp images reflected. History reveals that for many centuries, highly polished bronze was what people used. It only gave a rough idea of what a person looked like. It was such a blurred image.
Photographers today use that fuzzy technique for glamour shots. It glosses over the imperfections of a subject. It's very kind, but hardly truthful.
The use of glass with a metallic backing commenced in the late 12th century. Venice, especially, produced beautiful pieces with beveled edges, which were highly sought after. And for many years, a mirror was referred to as a looking glass.
And scientists tell us that there are such things as mirror nuclei that contain numerous protons and neutrons. And right here, I've got to confess, that's quite beyond my understanding.
You know, the Bible mentions a mirror and makes an interesting comment. And this is what it says. Now we see a poor reflection as in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully as I am known. Remember, it's talking about an indistinct reflection in polished bronze. This means that in our present time, we may not be able to fully understand the way God is working in our life. But one day, when we finally come into his presence, we'll completely understand.
And here's another reference from the Bible. Don't merely listen to God's word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens but does not obey is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and then goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the person who looks intently into God's perfect law that gives freedom without forgetting what he had heard, but doing it, he will be blessed.
That's very plain. In other words, if we don't act on what we've learned, it's a dead loss. But I'm afraid we're all guilty of that. Knowing what we're supposed to do and doing it are two different things. But the amazing thing about God's word is that it truly reflects what we are like. Outward appearances can be deceiving, but God knows us through and through.
That's so true, and yet despite that, he still loves us.
Remember, the Bible says we only need to believe and obey what we've heard.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. And thank you for listening.